I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bella.
I've been here for about 4 to 3 years.
Me too.
Bella and Kaylee are two of the leaders of Girls at Work. It's a program for girls based in Manchester that teaches them how to build everything from shelves to picnic tables using power tools.
Well, we build our own separate things. We build podiums for like the mayor and schools.
Picnic tables, stuff for weddings, cupcake holders.
Bella and Kaylee, my guides for the day, are 12. I asked them how they became leaders.
We've been here for so long, and then we started to show that like we could step it up and we were like able to do things on our own without being asked to.
Girls at Work wasn't Bella's first choice.
I wanted to sign up for cooking, but it was all booked. The next thing was this place. So I went here and I really enjoyed it. And also, girls are really powerful. They just sometimes don't know it yet. So it's kind of like locked up inside them. But Girls at Work is the key to opening a little cage of power for them.
Unlocking that cage of power is exactly what Elaine Hamill had in mind when she started Girls at Work.
The message they get over and over here is that the power's not in the tool. That screw gun will spin all day long, but until you exert some pressure and power on that thing, it's not happening. So, you know, they leave here, they can't help but know they're powerful.
27 years ago, Elaine, then in her 20s, was working as a general contractor in Manchester.
Many, many years ago, I took a neighbor in whose parents were drug addicts, and they weren't too concerned about being parents. So she ended up with me full-time when she was 10, and I signed her for summer camp, but I was a struggling contractor at the time, so I couldn't afford summer camp. So I asked if there was anything they needed built, and the camp director said, yeah, come and teach the girls how to build. So I went to camp for a week when I was 27, and it was incredible that they would show up before breakfast to clean the shop. They would beg to work through lunch and dinner. And I mean, when you put power tools in little girls' hands, it's a game changer.
Putting power tools in the hands of girls as young as 6 wasn't an easy sell, as you might imagine.
You know, it took a very long time for people to get the message. You know, because when I first mentioned I wanted to do this, the feedback I got was just brutal. I mean, you know, little girls and power tools, you just don't do that.
But safety is a top priority at camp, and they haven't had any accidents. When I told Kaylee and Bella that the jigsaw, Kaylee's favorite tool, scared me.
But it's good that you're scared because it teaches you to be safe.
Elaine has put power tools in the hands of more than 15,000 girls. But who put one in hers?
Nobody. I could not get anyone to teach me because I was a girl. And ironically, I grew up with 5 brothers who don't use power tools. Dad is a chiropractor. No one. I was a struggling student. I actually spent 2 years in this school as a little girl, but I have no memories because I was an abused kid. And the men that did the damage are no longer with us, but what irony, right? I'm back here with the same age girls I was when I was here. So, I mean, I acted out a lot as a kid, and so I get these kids. I mean, I know what they're about. I know where they're at.
In recent years, there's been story after story about the looming crisis in skilled trades due to the average age of the workers. Elaine is teaching these skills, but getting girls into trades wasn't something Elaine wanted to do. But that's partly because her own experiences were so rough.
It's never been a goal to get girls in construction. From experience, it's a brutal environment. But I've had to let go of that mindset, because the average electricians and plumbers are in their 50s, and it's time to figure out a way around that. I need to trust they can handle it, and we just got to make sure they're prepared for that.
What have you learned about yourself?
We learned that we're powerful and we can handle being pushed. So when we're getting pushed, we can deal with it.
As I was leaving Girls at Work, Kaylee called back to me, "You should come build with us."